This is Casey with customer service. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I have two charges on my account. First of all, I have no clue who you people are or what you're sold, and I don't understand two charges. And could you help me with that?
Yes, ma'am. I sure can. Give me just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome. Okay, ma'am, can I please get a first and last name?
First name is Wanda.
Yes, ma'am.
Last name is Knapp, K-N-A-P-P.
Okay, to make sure I am in the correct file, could you please verify your address for me for security purposes?
409 North Catherine with a C, Bay City, Michigan.
Yes, ma'am. All right, give me just a moment. Please bear with me while the account loads.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. All right, ma'am, and you said you had two charges on your credit card?
On my account, yes. One is for $695 on the 8th. And then on the 12th for $68.89.
Okay, ma'am, did you enter a sweepstakes to win a cookware set?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay, ma'am.
But I won it. It was free.
In the terms and conditions, when you clicked on that and you just paid the shipping and for the cookware?
Yeah.
It stated if you did not cancel within 48 hours, you would get subscribed onto our online gadget discount store.
No, I do not want that. Please, I'd like you to just, get me out of that and give me my money back, please. I didn't authorize it. No. Why do they keep doing this? This is ridiculous.
Give me just a minute, ma'am, while I try to go in and cancel everything for you.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. If this is done correctly, it should give us a cancellation number.
Okay, I'm ready for that.
Just bear with me. I gotta.
Okay.
Wait on the computer. Okay, you still want the cookware set, right?
Well, that's for the $695 or $698 or something like that.
Yes,
right?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That I don't mind. That's fine. But I don't want no subscription to anything. So the $68 I could use. I only get $500 a month. That's why I thought that would make a nice gift for one of my kids. Little do I know.
bear with me.
Sure.
I'm making sure everything is correct.
Yeah, dot all the I's, please. I need that money. That just shocked me.
Okay. Okay. Okay, ma'am, are you ready for that cancellation number?
Cancellation number? Yes, I am.
All right, ma'am, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
C, okay.
681.
681.
312.
312.
292.
292.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so nothing else is to be done, right? I don't have to do anything else?
No, ma'am. Everything is canceled. But for sweepstakes, I can't give you a full refund. The most I can do, and even the supervisors follow the same protocol, is 50% back on your $68.
No, I didn't spend anything. I didn't use anything. I didn't do anything. Why should I give you half of my money? I didn't even authorize this. You people stick this stuff in. It's a trick, and it's not fair. $68 is a lot of money to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Especially at Christmas time. Now, this is ridiculous.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't use anything. I didn't do anything. Why should you get my money?
Yes, ma'am.
That's a good question to ask, is it not?
I understand that, but if you want to
dispute... There's no but, lady. $68 is what you took. If you don't give me my money back, I'm going to go to the fraud department of my bank because it's fraud.
Yes, ma'am, you can do that, and they will tell you that when you clicked on it, and accepted the terms and conditions, that makes...
I didn't accept anything like that. I accepted that I was going to pay the shipping and handling. That's all I accepted. And this is fraud. And I can take you to court for it.
No, ma'am, this is not fraud. When you put in your credit card information or your bank card information, it asks you to click this box. When you click that box, it means you accept the terms and conditions.
It accepts what you put on there, not what I put on there.
In the terms
what
and conditions.
What I need to be on there. It's fraud. You're taking my money illegally. That I didn't get anything for the service. You took money out of my bank. And now you only want to put half of it back. That means, oh, we'll just keep half of your money. That's fraud, lady, in any sense that you can put on it. That's fraud, and that's stealing. And how do you people sleep at night?
For the sweepstakes, for the cookware set.
I didn't enter any sweepstakes.
Yes, ma'am, you did. That's what that's initial.
I didn't enter any sweepstakes. See, that's what I'm saying. That's fraud, because people don't realize what you're doing. I want my money back, and I'm going to go to the fraud department if I don't get it. That's ridiculous. You can't just take somebody's money and then keep half of it because you want to. Because we did nothing. I did nothing for you to take that money. I didn't take a service. I didn't use anything of yours. You have no right to keep my money. None.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that you're mad and upset, but per the terms and conditions, this is a valid charge. And the most I can do for a sweepstakes is 50%. And all the agents and the supervisors follow the same protocol.
Well, I'm not trying to kill the messenger, ma'am, but I am going to call my fraud department on my credit card, on my card. I'm going to call them, and I'm going to take steps. Because you can't just keep people's money like that. That's illegal and it's wrong. Just that it's wrong. You should say, yes, you're right, ma'am, it's wrong. At least that. Because you know it is. So, you put half of it back, but I'm still going to the fraud department to get the other half. So.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on just one moment, please. Can I place you on a brief hold, please, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is he still eating?
Yeah.
Good. When you did, you know, just put all the dishes in the dishwasher.
Oh, I did that.
Yeah.
Hand washed,
oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's good. And I got clean plates, your pans to work with, and then I'll start that dishwasher, and all will be well. I put these clothes away, and I'm back to good again. I have to pick my granddaughter up at 11 o'clock. We're going to go shop in Saginaw.
That's another fun day.
Yes.
I got my washer keeps breaking on me. So I have a whole pile of clothes piled up. I don't know what to do with them.
Well, you take them to the laundromat and do them at the laundromat. That's what else are you going to do? Yeah, right. And then they get moldy and mildew, and that's not good either.
No, I'm probably going to bring a basket into town and then
yeah.
Go to my mom's or something.
There you go. You could always do that. Mom don't mind, does she?
Yeah,
she does.
Yeah, but I love her. I think I just use her.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize for the wait. I had to talk to my manager. She said go ahead and give you the full refund on that $68.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Merry
I do apologize.
God bless you, girl.
You are so welcome, ma'am. I do apologize for the headache.
Thank you.
That should be back within your account within 3 to 5 business days. It could be less. It could be more depending on your bank.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
You're so welcome. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Bye.
Goodbye.